Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma Daf Samach Bet Amud Aleph. About to begin our study of the sixth chapter, which I pointed out in the note, is chiefly devoted to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. The first sugya that we'll deal with will chiefly focus on the pairing of the two Sa'irim that we've already studied about their lottery that distinguishes the Sa'ir LaZazel Se LaShem. And several other pairings and how they're dealt with. Shnei Seirei Yom Kippurim. Mitzvatan shiu shneim shavin v'mare uvekoma uvedamim. Uveliki chatan ke'achad. They should be the same, look the same, be the same height, have cost the same amount of money, and be purchased together. Afpi she'ein shavin, but even if they're not, ksherin, amakach chalayom v'achal amachar, even if you bought them on different days, ksherin, still b'diavad they're kasher. We have to see why there's such a demand and why it's not vital. If one of them died, if it's before you did the lottery, just get another goat that's the same size, etc. But if you had already done the goral then and died, you have to bring a whole other pair. The agril aleihem batchila, do another lottery, viomar, and say the following. Now you know which one died. So im shalshei mate, you don't have to say all this. What you have to say is, if the shalshei mate, you say zesha alav agoral lashem itkayim tachtav, the one that ends up lashem takes the place of the dead one, and the original azazel one stays. V'im shal azazel mate zesha alav agoral azazel itkayim tachtav. And if the azazel one died, you say the one that came up for azazel takes its place. V'asheni yireh an shistae v'imacher. We'll have to deal with which sheni that is. Is it the old sheni or the new sheni? Which will then graze and get a mum, vipludamav linadava, even though it's a chatat she'avda, essentially. She'en chatat sibur meita, because the din is chatat sibur, does not have the din of chataot meitot, as we've seen several times. And we already know Rabbi Yehuda's opinion disagrees. It says tamut, because chatat sibur is meita. V'yadam Rabbi Yehuda had a different statement. Nishpach hadam, muta mishtalech, meita mishtalech, ishafech hadam. That if the dam of the Sa'ir Bifnim was spilled out and there was no more left, then the Sa'ir Mishtaleach has to be killed and you do another goral. And if the Sa'ir Mishtaleach died before the Hazat Adam Bifnim, then again they both have to die and start again with another two and a goral. Tanu Rabbanan, Yikach Shnei Sa'irei Zim. So Miut Sa'irei Shnaim. The minute you have the word Sa'irei, you know there's two. Matzav Amar Shnei, why say two? Shushnem Shavin, to tell you the two have to be alike. How do I know that it's valid even if they're not alike? Tamalomar Sa'ir Sa'ir Ribai. Identified each one as a separate Sa'ir, which means they could be different. Tam and Rabbi Yochmana. So our analysis is it's only because the Torah went out of its way to say Sa'ir Sa'ir and allowed them to be separate and different. I would have thought that they're actually pasul. Ikuv Manal, and where would I get the ikuv from? The sense that it's indispensable that they be the same. Shnei Shnei, because it says Shnei Sa'irim twice. Shnei, actually, three times. So now that the Torah expanded it by Sa'ir Sa'ir and allowed for them to be different, b'diavad, what do I do with the Shnei Shnei Shnei? The answer is that ideally they should look alike, be the same height, and cost the same amount of money. Those three things. We have a similar braita in Torah Kohanim about the lambs brought by the Metzorah. Hikach shnei kvasim, miut kvasim shnayim. Matzav lomar shnei, again kvasim implies two. Why does it say two? Shi shnei shavin, hashavish ein shnei ein shavin, kshirin tamad lomar, keves, keves, riba. The Torah referred to each lamb independently, thus allowing the diavad for them to be different. Tam and Rabbi Rachman, and again the same argumentation. So only because the Torah went out of its way to allow for them to be different. If the Torah hadn't done that, I would have thought psulin, that they are pasul if they are different. Ikuv menalan, again, why would I think that there is an ikuv? So because there's zot tihiyah Torah tamitzorah, meaning it has to be exactly the way it is, and it's an ikuv. So now what do I need the word tiyah for once I've expanded and allowed the lambs for the avad to be different? The answer to Shah Havayatosha Mitzorah, for everything else about the Mitzorah must be exactly as described. Not exactly, because Namigabi Mitzorah, in the last chapter of Masachat Negaim, we have a bright Eto, a Mishnah. Agavnat Tziporim, remember the Mitzorah takes two birds One is sent away, one is slaughtered. Miut Tziporim Shnaim. It says Shnei Tziporim. Matam Lamar Shtei. Why is it to say two? Shu Shtehen Shavot. They have to be alike. Ubinayin Shav Bishen Shavot Kshirot. Tam Lamar Tzipor Tzipor Riba. And again, Hatat Tzipor Achaya Yikachota. Tzipor Ashchuta. They're identified separately, and therefore they could be different Pediyavad. Tam Adu Rabbi Rachmana. It's only because the Torah expanded. Halor Rachmana Psulot. Had the Torah not done so, we would have said their Pasul. Ikuv Menalan. What's our source for that? Again, Tiyah. Shrachmana Tzipor, Tiyah Lamali. And now, what is Tiyah accomplishing? Sharvei Tosha Mitzorah. Again, everything else about the Mitzorah must be exactly as described, and if not, it is Pasul. So if that's the case, then let's look at another pair. Yachi Gabi Tmidin Naminim. Why don't we say Shnei Kvasim means that ideally the two lambs, the one born in the morning, born in the afternoon, have to be the same color and the same height, etc. Miut kvasim shnaim, atum lomar shnaim, shiyu shneim shavin, shnaim layom. So, the shavin. Menayin shav bishen shnein shavin kshirin, and how would I know that they're even valid, even if they're not the same? Tam lomar keves keves, at the keves achad, so bavoker keves shini, identifying them separately. Ribat. Uvitzvachin amid ibainin, but you really think that ideally they should be the same? We never said such a thing. How we buy lechatani? The answer is we need shnayim for something else. Shnayim layom kineged hayom. As we'll see in a moment, it actually defines where we slaughter the tamid shel shachar differently than the tamid shel ben arbaim. So am I going to get a lechavat hayom? Maybe it doesn't mean kineged hayom, but maybe it means chavat hayom. Maybe it's just telling us that you have to have two. That pasuk tells us the obligation, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. When we came shnayim layom, why did it say shnayim layom ala tamid? Keneged hayom, relation to the sun's setting or rising. Kate said, here we go. Tamid shel shachar yanishchat l'keren tzfonit ma'aravit al tabat shnia. Of course, it has to be done in the north side of the mizbeach, but the morning one was done on the northwest side, closer to the mikdash, so that it's facing the rising sun in the east. In the afternoon one was done on the northeast side of Tabachni, on the second ring out from the Mizbeach. And that's Keneged Hayom. Musafin Shal Shabbat V'Adayitzuchin Shiyu Shnei Shavin. As an afternote, they say the two Kvasim that are brought as the Musaf of Shabbat certainly are a pair and ideally must be alike, just like our Seirim. Tan Rabbanan. Let's say you took the two Seirim and you took them outside of the Azara and slaughtered them there before the Goral. Chayav al Shneim, you're chayav, karet, really, for both of them. Mishigril aleihem, if you already did the Goral, then chayav al Shoshem, you're only chayav for the one Shoshem, ufatur al Shalazazel, which anyways is going to go out. Now, actually, Gralem Chayvel Shnehem, why Lamai Chazu, what would they be fit for? Rav Chista, so Rav Chista then says Ho'il, meaning, theoretically, since it could be the case, Ra'uila Sarah Naso Bachutz, since this goat could be used as the regular Sa'ir, which is the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and brought on the outside Mizbeach, therefore you Chayav for it. And either one of them could be, because you didn't do the Goral yet. Why do we say that it's not fit for the Sa'ir Bifnim? Because before the Goral, Dimechusar Agrala, because it hasn't yet had the Goral, and therefore it's not yet fit to be the Sa'ir Bifnim, and therefore it is not you're not in violation. But it's also not fit for the outside one. Dimechusar Avodat Hayom, you still have to do other things first. The Avodah of the Par, and the Sa'ir, and the Ktorot, etc., before you can get to the Musaf. So the answer is Kesav Rav Chista in Mechusar Zman Levo Bayom. Once you're on the same day, that's not called Mechusar Zman. And you can't call it Mechusar Maaseh because it's not an action about this goat that's going to make it bringable. It's external things. As opposed to the Sayyid Nesav Bifnim, this goat has to undergo the lottery to be fit. Ravina Hashtam Rav Chista Mechusar Agolak Mechusar Maaseh Dami. Now that you say that the lottery is considered an action, Had Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlamim Sheshchatan Kodem Sheftechu Da'altot Ha'ichal. We had this halacha earlier. If you slaughter Shlamim before the time that the Heichal is open up, Psulin. Why? Shemar Shchato Petach Ol Moed. What's Petach Ol Moed? Zman Shupatoch Lazman Shuna'ul. Petach Ol Moed. He reads as being when the Ol Moed's doors are actually open. So if that's the case, then Shchatan Bachutz, Kodesh Shvichut Da'atot Haichal, let's say you took your Shlamim and you were outside the Azarah, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, you slaughtered them, you'd be Patur. My Tama, Mechusa Pticha, Kemechusa Masadami. Because you'd have to compare opening up the doors to the Goral. And Rav Chista says that the Goral is a Maaseh, and doing it before the Goral means it's not yet determined to be the Sa'ir Bifnim. And therefore the same thing here. Umi, the Rav Chista Hoel, but since when does Rav Chista accept the application of Hoel, meaning a theoretical possibility is considered already done for our purposes? Rav Chista, Pesach Shchato Bachutz B'Sharim Ot HaShana. Let's say you did a Korban Pesach, any other time of the year, it's automatically a Shlamim, and you slaughtered it outside. Lishmo Patur, if you did it L'Shem Pesach, you're Patur, because it's not a valid Korban. Shalom Lishmo Chayav, but if you did it Shalom Lishmo L'Shem Shlamim, it's Chayav. Tam, at a Shalom Lishmo, the implication is you have to actually say Shlamim. Hastam Lishmo, if you didn't say anything, we would assume it's Lishmo, and that's Patur. Why don't we say Vamai? Lema Hoever, we shall Lishmo B'Fnim. Why don't we just say, you could bring this Korban, Shalom L'Shem Pesach, inside would be valid, and therefore make you Chayav outside, even if it's Bistam. That says, Hachiyashta, let's consider, Hatam Boyakira. In the case of making the Pesach a non-Pesach, you have to actively make it a non-Pesach, not just say nothing. Hailo Boyakira. But the Shlamim outside doesn't need an Akira. So he learned this entire thing as not being about Rav Chista, but about Rabbah, had the same questions from Rabbah, and gave the same answer. Okay, Kiyata Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan. So we have Torah Rabbi Yochanan coming through Rav Dimi to Bavel. Pesach Sheshchato Bachutz B'Sharim Ot HaShana. Any other time of the year, but the 14th in the afternoon, you had a Korban Pesach and you slaughtered it outside. Bein Lishmo Men Shlo Lishmo Patur. Doesn't matter whether you intended Shlamim or Pesach, you are Patur. Rav Dimi then said, Amrita Shemata Kamei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So I repeated this to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and I said the following. I understand if you did L'Shem Pesach, it's not fit at any other time of the year. Shalom Lishmo, my, but if you did it Shalom Lishmo, why are you Patur? Hachaz L'Shmo, maybe Fnim, you could bring the Shalom Lishmo inside as it goes on Shlamim. And his Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer to me was that if you were outside of the Azarah and you changed the identity of the Korban, that's meaningless. Meaning this is still a Pesach. Nothing you can do to change it from being a Pesach till you bring it into the Azarah. And therefore, this animal will always be a non-problem for Shechitat Chutz anytime but the 14th of Nisan. Ki Ata Ravin, that was Rav Dimi. Ki Ata Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Yochanan, and he came and quoted Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach Chatov Achutz Shoyim Ot Hashanah Ben Lishmo Men Shalom Lishmo Chayav. If you shechted a Pesach any other time of the year, outside, whether Lishmo or Shalishmo, the opposite, you're Chayav in either case. Vafilu Lishmo, even if you shechted L'Shem Pesach, but not Mechuzas Man Ben Megufo Men Bebaalim, Ve'ez Mechuzas Man Baalim, Azav, Azav Avi, O Yilad Metzora, Shekivu Chatatam, Shema Mechutz Pturin, that we said that if you slaughter a mechusar zman, whether it's because of the animal itself or because of the owners, then you are patur because it's not roi to come bifnim. This is about shchitat chutz. And what's an example of mechusar zman b'balim? Let's say the owners are azav and azav yoleder mitzora that brought their chatat or asham b'chutz before their eighth day. They're patur, because it couldn't come inside. And Olan Ashlamim could come inside, so they're chayav. Al-Khil Kebartov, Iloshanu Elo Lishmo, and he said that's only if they brought the Olan Shlamim Lishmo. Sorry, the Chatat Nasham Lishmo, then they are patur. But Shalom Lishmo, if they didn't bring it Shalom Lishmo, then it's an Ola, let's say, chayav. Lishmo miya patur amai, but if you do lishmo your patur, name ahu ilver uin shalom lishmo bifrim. Why don't we say, after all, if you brought this asham l'shem olah bifrim, it would be accepted. Therefore, you should be chayav outside hoil. And so hachiyashta hatam bayakir achal pesach b'sharim otashana shlamim ninu. The answer is very different. In the case of an asham, you have to actively say, "I'm doing this l'shem something else to change it." Here, automatically, a pesach any other time of the year switches to shlamim. Ravashi matni chayav ken amrin. Ravashi learned that the version of Rabbi Yochanan was chayav, like he said. Avyirmi v'difti matni patur. Avyirmi v'difti learned that Rabbi Yochanan said patur in both cases. Kesavar pesach b'shar yimot hashana boy akira. Akira chutz lav shma akira. He said that the default of a Pesach is not to be Shlamim. It always remains a Pesach until you actively say Shlamim, and changing its identity outside doesn't count, which is why you'd be patur whether you did it L'Shem Pesach or L'Shem Shlamim, because not fit to come inside. Upligar of Chilki Abartovi, and he's at odds with the Chilki Abartovi, who said that that Shelo Lishmo Yerchayav, because Akirat Chutz would count. Okay, we'll pick it up with further analysis of the Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.